Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope tonight's reception. Uh-oh, it says already someone can't hear. Well, I can still hope. What? Not on Wi-Fi. Oh, 1 second. Okay, we're doing some technical work here. Better?
Start with that. No, not that.
Okay, let's try once again. If everybody. You're not allowed to create it on Shabbos, even if it's just a question of moving something over. You know, you have this mechitza on wheels, you're not actually building anything. You're not even attaching anything to the house. You're simply rolling over a portable mechitza, or just standing up some sort of whatever it may be, board or something. If it has the halachic dimensions of a mechitza and the halachic requirements, meaning it's solid, it would hold up in a wind, in a common wind outside, it would hold up, and it's 10 tefachim high at least, which is about not more than 40 inches. And 4 tefachim wide, not more than 16 inches wide, meaning, you know, these are the minimums, of course, then it's a mechitza, and it would, if you put it up, if you just put it up for privacy or something, it's fine. But if you put it up for a halachic purpose, halachic accomplishment, such as I mentioned last night, if there's a room, if there's svarim in the room, and for a couple that's in there, a couple to be intimate, they would have to have a mechitza in front of the svarim, unless the svarim are all double covered, double wrapped. Otherwise, they'd have to have a mechitza. So you can't make such a mechitza on Shabbos. So like I said, you couldn't take a sheet and drape it over the bookcase and fasten it down at the bottom so that it's secure when held up in the wind. You couldn't do that on Shabbos because that's serving as a mechitza. During the week, that would be good enough. Shabbos, it would be good enough, but you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to create it. What you would have to do is take two sheets or two blankets and don't even bother fastening them at the bottom. Just drape them over all the svarim. So now the svarim are double covered. If they're double covered, you don't need a mechitza. It just works as a cover. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to make covers. You're just not allowed to make mechitzas. Okay. So then I was mentioning that a mechitza for davening, according to many poskim, is mutter. You're allowed to put up a mechitza. And many shuls, they do this. They'll move a mechitza into place on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that because even though you must have a separation between men and women in order to daven, but it doesn't have to be a halachic mechitza, meaning the laws of mechitza, which apply when it comes to a fence in order to carry a backyard around your backyard. You want to be able to, you live in a place where there's no Erev, you have a fence around your own backyard. So you can carry, but that fence has certain halachas. It has to hold up in the wind. Or a sukkah wall has to be able to hold up in the wind. You don't need that for a shul. The thing that between the men and women doesn't have to be fastened at the bottom. It could be a curtain just hanging from a pole on top and hanging loose at the bottom. You know, in shul, there's no wind. So you don't. It doesn't need the laws of a mechitza. When you need the laws of a mechitza, so the fact that there happens to be no wind now doesn't make a difference. It has to be able to hold up in the wind, even indoors, like the mechitza that the couple need in their bedroom. But that has to be held up in a wind, even though there's no wind, but it has to be sturdy enough. That's the law of a mechitza. It has to be something that's capable of holding up in the wind. But for mechitza and shul, we use the word mechitza, but it doesn't have to be a halachic mechitza. And in fact, a halacha mechitza wouldn't suffice if it didn't actually separate the men from the women. If you just made 10 tefachim, if you took bricks or concrete slabs, whatever, the strongest thing that you can imagine, and you even cemented it to the ground, and you put it up for 10 tefachim, 40 inches between men and women, you can't daven that way. Because what does 40 inches do? 40 inches isn't enough to separate the men from the women. It's not going to stop the men from being able to gaze at the women. It's not going to stop the men and women from being able to socialize or whatever, or flirt or whatever it is. So that's what a mechitza has to do. According to some, it has to stop his stockless, has to be able to stop gazing. According to others, it has to just doesn't have to stop his stockless, but it has to stop the ability to be able to mingle. And 40 inches is not going to do that. 40 inches barely comes up to your waist. Or to many people's ways. So a halachic mechitza is worthless. You need a separation. So even if that separation happens to also be, you know, halachically valid as a mechitza, even if it is something that holds up to the wind, but that's irrelevant. You don't need a quote-unquote mechitza. You need a mechitza in a shul, but you don't need what's called a halachic mechitza. You need a separation. You need a barrier. You need a divider, which divides. But since it doesn't have to be a halachic mechitza, so there's no problem putting it up on Shabbos. This is how many hold. I heard this originally from Rav David Zucker in Chicago, and actually just discussed it again with him this week when I wasn't here giving the shir. I was in Chicago, and I discussed it with him again because we're learning these things now, and he confirmed it. Not only confirmed, but he actually just recently wrote something on this. And many say this. Many say this. So we'll leave it with that as being halacha l'maisa. Okay, now what I wanted to mention now, Newt, is that I said that the wall of a sukkah is definitely an example of a mechitza that you're not allowed to make on Shabbos if it's the third wall. If it's the fourth wall of a sukkah, it's fine, because the fourth wall of a sukkah, you don't need four walls. The fourth wall is not matter anything. Now, again, don't get me wrong, you can't build a wall on Shabbos, but if it's just a question of putting a partition or something like that up, it wouldn't be a problem. But for one of the first three walls, it's definitely usher. So what about if you have a sukkah with, let's say it's a three-walled sukkah, and this is, I understand, more common in Eretz Yisrael, where people make a sukkah on their merpeset, on their terrace, and one of the walls is actually the door to get into the sukkah and to get back into your house. And when you slide it open, it's not even there. The sukkah is not kosher. You only have two walls when the door is slid open. In order to eat in that sukkah, you have to slide it shut. It has to be slid, shut, so that it's in place, and now you can eat in the sukkah. So the question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Chol HaMoed, okay, but what about Shabbos or Yom Tov? Are you allowed to slide that door in or out of place? Every time you slide the door away and then slide it back, you're creating a mechitza, hamateris. You're creating a mechitza that's making the sukkah kosher. We're talking about, again, your sukkah only has three walls, and one of those three walls is a sliding door that lets you get in and out of the sukkah. So when the door is open, all 7 days of sukkahs, or 8 days in chutz la'aretz, when the door is open, you can't eat because you only have two walls. But you're allowed to during Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to slide it back and forth, even though typically a sukkah, the walls have to be up before the schach, but once it's up, it's okay if the door slides in and out. But is it okay to do that on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? On the first day of sukkahs is Yom Tov, and Chutz La'aretz the second day as well, and the eighth day as well in Chutz La'aretz. So are you allowed to do that? You're creating a mechitza materis every time you slide it into place. Good shaila, right? It's a very good shaila. It's discussed in many svarim. And there are opinions on both sides of the coin. The bottom line, it seems, is if you have a sukkah like that, you could do it. What the lumdus is exactly? Well, the basic lumdus is the fact that it's attached to the house. It's on hinges or on a track or whatever. Just slides back and forth. But that's the basic lumdus, that it's okay to do that. Once it's not just a freestanding thing that you're moving away in order to get in out of the sukkah and moving back into place. It's attached, and it's similar to other cases we mentioned before of things that are attached by hinges or by a track or whatever. That's what many say. Some hold it's taka usser. This is a big discussion in poskim, but we have no etza for the people that have a sukkah like that, and it's the only way to get in and out of the sukkah. We don't have much of an eitz, other than always make sure you leave it open. If this works, make sure it always stays open one tefach, meaning before Yom Tov. Well, before Yontif, it really should be when Yontif starts, all three walls should be up. But let's say even it's the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, or let's say Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Let's not get into Chutz La'aretz only. Let's talk about Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you know, the middle of the 7 days of Sukkot, Erev Shabbos, make sure it's open, that the third wall is open at least one tefach. And we've discussed once it's open one tefach, you could extend it. Even a case where you can't make a mechitza or an ohel, but once it's open one tefach, you could extend it. So make sure it's open one tefach at least, tefach about 3.5 to 4 inches. And then you could open the rest of the way or whatever, like it, let's call it, close it. You could you could complete the wall. You can complete the wall on during Shabbos in order to eat in your sukkah, and you could then open it, meaning, you know, slide it out of the way so that it's no longer serving as a sukkah wall, but just leave one tefach open. Never collapse that last tefach, or never slide it back all the way. As long as you're able to get in and out, probably in most cases that would work. You would be able to get in and out. Leave it always one tefach open. This way, if it was open one tefach before Shabbos started, before Yom Tov started, you could extend it. And then as long as when you slide it out of the way, you make sure it stays one tefach open, you're in a good place. And that would be mutter according to everyone. If it ended up getting slid all the way back so that the tefach is gone, there are plenty of poskim to rely on to slide it back into place so that you don't have to starve the rest of sukkahs. You could continue to use your sukkah. Okay, we will pause here and wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, hope to continue next week. Kol tov, bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night and have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night, good Shabbos.
Good night. Good night, good Shabbos. Bye-bye.